AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is in New York this morning, where he will address the UN after his historic speech to Congress yesterday here in Washington. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
A knot of the faithful greeted the Pope as he arrived at New York's JFK Airport, uniformed Catholic schoolchildren waving tiny gold and white Vatican flags, dignitaries in dark suits, priests in black cassocks, purple skullcaps, and red sashes, led by New York's Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Francis greeted the 200 or so welcoming him one by one after he alighted from the plane as the song New York, New York played, barely audible over jet engine noise. Then he boarded a helicopter for the 18-mile hop to Vespers at perhaps the most famous Catholic church in America, the newly renovated St. Patrick's Cathedral. Warren Levinson, New York.
Today, Francis will visit Ground Zero, drive through Central Park, say mass for thousands of people in Madison Square Garden, and visit East Harlem. As Francis left Washington yesterday, China's president arrived.
I think that this summit will be useful. I think there are going to be a lot of outcomes around things like energy and climate change, around improvements in how they deal with investors.
Cyber spying also expected to be on the agenda as President Obama meets with Xi Jinping, though the Chinese say they are not hacking U.S. businesses and government computers. The EPA will change the way it tests for diesel emissions after getting duped by Volkswagen's cheating software. The EPA is now expected to add on-road testing to its laboratory tests. In Seattle, a tour vehicle collided with a bus on a busy bridge, killing four college students and injuring dozens of people. No immediate word about the cause of that crash. This is AP Radio News. A New York University student who is a citizen of South Korea has been detained in North Korea for 5 months. Joo Won Moon is 21 years old. He was presented to the media this morning in Pyongyang, and he admitted that he entered North Korea illegally in April.
I am not very sure about my future, but because I broke the law by illegally entering, I will accept any judgment as given. But as a young college student who wanted to satisfy his curiosity, I hope to be treated generously.
Of course, we don't know whether he's been coerced into saying what he said this morning. Authorities in Saudi Arabia have been investigating that deadly stampede that killed more than 700 Muslim pilgrims. Two crowds of people participating in the annual Hajj collided. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.